they say, isn't that? I said, Richard, go home and get that. Why? Because constantly being in that position of non-doership, and then the prompting comes what to do. What is the best way to do it?
Right. What I finally realized was that, because I wrote him a note, I tried knocking his door, and he wouldn't answer. But so I just watched and waited, not like a, just, I wasn't upset or anything, I just saw through my window. And then I opened it up and I said, would you please back up because you're blocking my car. And, you know, I had to project because he was outside. And, you know, and then he, you know, nobody like cussed each other out, nobody called each other names. It was just, he was like, well, can't you park somewhere else? You know, he has like 3 parking spaces and my 2 is dwindled down to 1. But I'm like, no, it's just common courtesy for you to not completely block me, and you have plenty of room in that big space.
Yes, and the reason
and
you're,
when I
you're,
finally
yes,
said
but,
it, it.
Yeah, but you were
it
do not have power because you didn't take it from the right place. If people don't listen to you, or you don't listen to somebody else, it's because it's the power is not coming from the right place. Do you see what I'm saying? So practice first, and then when you open your mouth, he says, yes, I will do that. I will move my car. Don't you worry about it. It's like your being gives it authority.
I felt peace after that, and like more sense of like, okay, I verbalized it, and then I trusted more after
yes.
that. And since then, he hasn't been like boxing in my car
okay.
so much.
Well,
it's not
good.
Perfect, but it's like,
yes,
yeah.
Well,
so
going around the circle,
saying.
What I'm saying is that, so 2 things is remember.
Okay.
If you're thinking it, talk it.
Okay.
Because it only gets bigger and bigger. Next thing you know,
right.
you want to shoot him down. If you're thinking it, talk it.
Okay.
But before you think it too long, go in.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's a good thumb of thumb.
Rule of thumb.
Rule of thumb.
Okay, I understand.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
One last thing I'm going to try to add is in order for you to have road rage, you have to have 2 people without knowledge of the law. Okay? Because if one person knew the law, he would say, he would know instantly that this person thinks he's right. And the law has him wrong, and so he would deal with him from that perspective.
Yes.
Because you can't teach him because he hasn't learned yet.
Mm-hmm.
And
very
see,
good point.
He would get that message, and that would give your message power. Mm-hmm. Because hidden under everything you say would be you.
Yes. This would be if you're in the under umbrella of the law and cause and effect. Under our umbrella, as much as we can't, and Wendell is absolutely right, you know, bring somebody that knows the law and he can argue it. But under this umbrella, since you asked me, is only by grace. So our action has to be devoted to this umbrella. Do you see what I'm saying? That doesn't mean you don't do, you don't act. You might even bring an authority and say, listen, I want you to explain to both of us what are our rights, so we both do not trespass each other. That's fine and dandy. But always remember to go first here and do your practice and then take it from there.
Did you know you're blocking my car yet?
You so what?
My question is, I understand, you know, the thing with our practice and all that stuff and stuff. But sometimes, honest to God, in my mind, it just makes me crazy. And I was thinking that it always needs something to kind of latch on to, you know? Like something to grab to that it invokes like a reaction from me. And most of the time, I can maintain it with my practice. But sometimes it just...
And your point is?
That it disturbs me.
Uh-huh. The problem is you're disturbed by it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That simple.
Really?
Yeah.
Your answer for Joanne was very long.
That's Joanne. Joanne will take me around in and around and around. We actually get dizzy toward the end.
Okay.
Not really?
No. Joanne, just be Joanne.
I'm disturbed by it.
Yeah.
How can I not be disturbed by it? It won't leave me alone. It just continues and continues.
Okay. We're going to play a game now.
Okay. I was having a Joanne moment.
Yes, you had a Joanne moment, and you should have a Joanne moment because we have window moments too. But Joanne moment is good because if you're not satisfied with what I said, which you should have been because it was the whole truth, but then we take it a little bit farther. Your mind bothers you. So what is your business? No, tell me. It has been bothering you. It has been making you crazy past 2 days. What is your business? I mean, so mind thinks and you have, you know, developed this mischievous mind that it contradicts itself and wants to grab and, okay. And there are people that limp when they walk.
So don't pay attention to it.
Joanna, this is Ida moment.
I know.
I want her to digest it first. Don't bring any more doubt in here. I'm getting in a good place. This is when you judge your mind, you have already put your being in the middle of the whirlpool. Mm-hmm. The more you ignore it to be an obstacle, the less of the obstacle it actually is. Mm-hmm. You see, blame is one of the most aggressive whirlpool for the mind, the blame, the running away, the saying not again, is coming again. Is this? Be your mind if it's not X-rated, and let's see what I do. I'm going to do a role play. The things that are, you know, normal, or be somebody else's mind. Just say something.
I'm tired of being alone. I don't want to be alone anymore. Why is it when I meet someone, why don't things go the way that they need to go? Did I do something wrong? Is that why this person didn't call me? Is that why this person doesn't want to see me anymore? Why does this continue? When am I going to put an end to this? Why are you saying this to me again? How come this is continuing to go on and on? I'm really tired of this. I can't handle hearing this anymore. This is really bothersome. I wish it would stop.
Okay, stop. When I was paying attention at what you were saying, I was getting pissed off.
That's me.
Okay. That's exactly. Okay, what did I do? Immediately I shift my attention that I don't need to listen to this bullshit. Okay, now watch me repeat it and first listen to what I have to say and then decide not to listen and see what happens. I don't know why I should be alone. I should be at home. Why should I meet people that are not deserving of me? Why should I stop and want their telephone call? Why should I not want their telephone call? Why should I go to San Francisco? Why should I go home? Why is my car like this? Why is my friend like this? And why is my life like this? And did you see the difference
mm-hmm.
when you pay attention and when you didn't?
When I didn't pay attention, I didn't care.
You didn't care. You didn't care. You know, the habits of thinking, it repeats itself. And it repeats itself, and our memory says that last time it repeated, I crunch. I was uncomfortable. So as soon as it comes, you're like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh my God, it came, you come and kill me. No, just don't go with it. Stay in your silence. Believe me, what I'm telling you works. Who cares what kind of melody a dog bark.
That's not bad.
Do you know what I'm saying? And it's a good reminder, because sometimes your practice can become a repetition rather than depth.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? It's like you're listening to your mind and you're trying to do a sub-meditation at the same time. And this is when you need a tune-up. No means no. You know? Repeat it. And just walk and open your front door and say, this is my temple. This is my temple. And know something, that in life, our reaction is worse than the cause. It's more damaging than the cause. Our reaction is more damaging than the cause. So is it double sin to not only listen to the mind, but also react to it? And when that happens, as you bombard yourself with that type of thing, and perhaps you just sit down and instead of trying to avoid it, sit down and say, you know what? Let's do it. Close your eyes. I don't think there is mind left of you, but just close your eyes. And just sit there. In your own divinity, in your own grandeur, in your own unlimitedness. Untouchably unlimitedness. Can this pity, shallow way of thinking, can touch who you are, your grandeur, your azimat? Mistake was that you stood up there like this, taslim. And then replace it. Okay, now you did your job. What do you replace it with? The promise at the womb of the mother. You were born with a promise that if you don't take thought, the real existence will take care of you. And take advantage of this promise. It really has not been visible for a long time. Trust. تمام دنیا باید به زندگی تو حسودی کنم. Of us, that we will have times that the mind seems to be more visible, so what? And there will be time that the mind will not be so visible, so what? Just stop. Even when it says it's hard, stop. Don't go with it. Don't believe it. Like this. Any more on that?
No. Can you say to that?
Yes, Joanne.
So that should apply to my question I've been wanting to ask you after I had that experience. I mean, that was worth umpteen meditations, you know, that stayed with me for a really long time.
Yes.
And then it's like, not to be gross, but like a dog going back to his vomit, it's like all of a sudden.